Welcome back into the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor, as we are now through week 7 of the college football season, and we are heading into week 8, or as we should say, halfway through the college football season. We saw some interesting finals this past weekend. If you are watching a game, you may not want to miss the final play of the game, even if it's a close game, as you saw with the Michigan-Michigan State, and we'll start there. Michigan had the game won. In fact, if you watch from start to finish, you saw that Michigan had the lead for the game and never actually relinquished the lead until time had already expired. But as we saw, the Michigan punter threw it into the hands of Michigan State defensive back Jalen Watts-Jackson, and he ran it in for a touchdown. And you could say heartbreak would be the apropos word for Michigan fans. What'd you think of it?
Well, heartbreak is for sure, but let's don't come with any miracle thing. I heard some people talking about there wasn't any miracle performed by Michigan State. It was an absolute disastrous mistake made at the end by the Michigan players. So that's just the way it happened. It was one of those things that does happen. But it wasn't a miracle ending. It was a disaster ending.
Yeah, it was. And if you're Michigan, you obviously a little bit overachieving this year because you got a first year with Jim Harbaugh, and I don't think anybody expected them to be competitive for a national title just yet. But that was a game they had won, and they just let it slip right through their fingertips, as you saw there. Now Michigan State, I guess, is the contender other than Ohio State now in the Big Ten, and the big matchup in a couple of weeks will come down in Columbus as they play one another.
Yeah, I will say this, Jacob, that Michigan State played better than I thought they would in the game.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, of course, as we picked last weekend, you had Michigan in the game and I had Michigan State because I knew, of course, that they were going to win on the final play there on the punt.
Well, you knew they had those kind of skills
sure. To
be able to pick up a pass that's pitched to them. For the touchdown.
Don't underestimate Coach D'Antonio and what he's able to draw up there. All right, well, let's move on. Before we get into next week's games, and there aren't a ton of them, so we'll focus a little bit of time today talking about the top four and who you might have in your top four heading in. We're 7 weeks in. The committee comes out with their first rankings in a week or so. So who do you have?
Well, it was hard for me to get it down to four. I can probably get it down to five, and I don't even feel good about that. But I'd say that Utah, Ohio State, Baylor, Clemson, and Alabama.
Okay. So no LSU. Why?
Well, LSU, that's why I'm saying it's almost to the point. I guess I'm just looking at LSU or Alabama at that point, just like I'm looking at Clemson.
It's no TCU either.
Right, TCU or Baylor.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. I'm looking at Clemson or Florida State. Looking at Ohio State or
Michigan State. Yeah.
Michigan State. I don't see Michigan State being in the consideration, but those are the teams that I guess I would just say they kind of hanging around there. Oh no, LSU would be one of those, but you just have to. There are six or seven that ought to be there.
What team right now? If you had to pick one. Team, what team would you say is playing the best football in the nation?
Well, I'm going to say results oriented. I'd have to say the Utah is, but Ohio State. Now it seems like they picked up their pace a little bit this past week. And Clemson, they're playing good. Alabama's playing good. It's hard to say.
Yeah, they are. I think that's interesting. And yeah, I would have to agree with you there. I think Alabama is playing the best out of the SEC, but how much would it hurt Alabama if they're not able to get to that SEC championship game? You know, you see Ole Miss, they didn't lose a conference game. They just lost to Memphis. How would it hurt Alabama if they're not able to get to Atlanta?
I really think if they went out, they're going to be in, and I guess that could be a scenario of where the two teams could come from the SEC, but here's the way I'm going to look at it. I'm going to say if Alabama wins out and if Florida wins out, and Ole Miss wins out, then Ole Miss and Florida will play in the SEC championship game with neither of them going to the being in the Final Four. That's kind of the way I look at it.
A lot of things still to be determined. Georgia plays Florida next weekend. Of course, Alabama plays LSU. There are a ton of meaningful games in the SEC especially, so we're jumping ahead here a little bit, but I think it's an interesting question to consider.
Well, let me say this. There are a lot of big games to be played yet by most all of these teams, but if you want to look at something, Jacob, of interest, they're only when we look at the country as a whole, the AAC has as many unbeaten teams as anyone. Mm. They got Temple, Memphis, and who's the third one from? Oh, Houston, that are still unbeaten. The ACC still has two. Of course, we know they play each other, Clemson, Florida State. And when I was saying that Florida would, it would really put them in a good position, that would mean if they won out, they'd be playing Florida State, beating Florida State as part of theirs. The Big Ten still has three teams, and a couple of the teams that are surprising, if you look at it, and one of those surprising teams would be Iowa, one of the teams that's still unbeaten in the Big Ten. The Big 12 has three, still has, and the surprising team there might be Oklahoma State, still undefeated. But, Jacob, don't you find it interesting that the Pac-12 and the SEC, by all, would have considered those the 1-2 team conferences in the land, and both of those conferences only have one left. But it shows the kind of competition they've got, how many good teams. These other conferences got two or three good teams at most, and the Pac-12 and the SEC has five or six really top of the level, top 10 type teams.
Yeah, I wouldn't measure it by undefeated. I would not measure a conference's strength by that at all, especially this year.
Another thing we could look at, Jacob, is it look at first of all, if you want to look at teams that are on the rise, you have to say Florida. And I'm going to say this. Florida is legit. Now, I say they're legit after losing this week, but I think they've proven themselves to really be a really outstanding team. But look at the teams that's really gone down, like Georgia and USC and UCLA and Southern Cal and Arizona State and Oregon. Arizona State, Oregon, and Southern Cal all have three losses already. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But that's what it is when you play in the kind of conferences that they play in, just like it is in the SEC.
Yes, you're right. And let's start looking at this weekend's games, and let's look at another team that has trended downward, and that's the Auburn Tigers. They are on the road this week at Arkansas. This is an 11 a.m. kickoff in Fayetteville. Can Auburn get this win?
Well, I think that, and this is the way I look at it, I think the best thing that can happen to a visiting team is to play at 11 o'clock in the morning at wherever they're playing, because, the Razorbacks won't be as excited. They won't be awake. You know, the fans I'm talking about. The stadium's not going to be really electric because of that. So that's a good plus for Auburn there. But I just sense that Arkansas somehow will win the game.
Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of games here, and they're going to be upset, you know, one-sided-looking games. And I want you to tell me whether you think there's a chance for an upset or not. Number six, Clemson, is at Miami. This is an early game on ABC.
Well, I'm giving these upsets, I'm going to call it five as being a perfect one and one being the least likely, okay? So I would give that a three.
Okay.
That Miami could upset Clemson. I'm going to give it a three.
Iowa State, of course, came up short this past weekend against TCU. They're on the road at number two, Baylor, early in the morning on Saturday on ESPN.
Well, there's no chance there. So that
you none at all.
Forget that, no.
All right, Oklahoma is hosting Texas Tech.
There's a possibility there. I'd give that maybe a three.
That game's in the afternoon. Number five, LSU is welcoming the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky in this weekend. A chance of an upset there.
Yes. Okay. I give it a two, and I told you last week that was a game, if I were LSU, I'd be concerned about.
Number eight, Alabama has Tennessee at home this weekend. Josh Dobbs, as Alabama tries to get into that off week before the big LSU game in a couple weeks.
It's hard to get a handle on Tennessee, but I'm going to say that I'd give that a three, a possibility, a little, pretty good chance.
We've seen teams after miraculous, great, wonderful, improbable victories have a letdown the week after. Number seven, Michigan State has an afternoon game this weekend against Indiana at home for Michigan State. Any chance the Spartans go down?
I don't think there's much of one. I think Indiana's beginning to fade. Their star's fading. If it's early in the year, I'd give Indiana a good chance. But for some reason, they're beginning to trend downward.
Big, big road test for Ohio State this weekend as they get into the meat of their schedule. They're on the road at Rutgers. I mean, I can't say that with a straight face.
Right.
Rutgers in Piscataway in New Jersey. Will they be able to keep it under 30 or 30-point spread?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not much chance there. Stanford, number 10, is hosting Washington. This is a late game Saturday night on ESPN.
Well, there's a possibility there. But I'd give it a 3, but I still think that Stanford will win the game.
Number 9, Florida State is at Georgia Tech. Of course, the offense for Paul Johnson just hadn't been clicking this year. Justin Thomas hadn't been in sync, and they haven't beaten anybody, really. I mean, we thought that they might come close against Clemson in a couple of the games. They've been a no-show.
I'm picking Georgia Tech no more.
Yeah, yeah, you've picked them a couple of times, and they've just totally laid an egg. So this week, do you again?
No.
Yeah. Okay, not going to go down that trail again. Number 14, Oklahoma State. I struggle to even read this one. They're hosting Kansas this weekend. I mean, is this going to be an all-out massacre?
Well, I think Kansas would feel like they win if they score 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they hold Oklahoma State to 6.
Let's get a couple other games. These aren't necessarily upset games, but I think they're interesting nonetheless. Northwestern at Nebraska. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, to who? Interesting to whom?
Yeah, interesting to Northwestern.
All right. Both of those teams, Northwestern were flapping their feathers there for a while, but their feathers have been clipped, and Nebraska hadn't gotten off the ground yet.
Kentucky at Mississippi State, this is a Saturday night game, of course. Both teams need a win. Kentucky and Mississippi State both looking for bowl eligibility, and this would be a big one.
I think Mississippi State will win the game, but that's going to be a good contest, and it's really, really important for both those teams whether they're going to salvage any kind of a season.
Number 23, Duke, which is playing well this year, 5-1 on the year. They're at Virginia Tech in a game that I think is crucial in an ACC Coastal matchup for the Blue Devils.
Well, you know, just like I've picked Georgia Tech and thought they were going to do well, I hadn't had much confidence in Duke, so I'm going to take all of my eggs out of the Georgia Tech basket and put them over in the Duke's basket.
Missouri at Vanderbilt, afternoon game on SEC Network.
Missouri.
And we'll go 2 more, and these are pretty big games Saturday night. We'll start with at 6 o'clock ESPN, number 15, Texas A&M takes to the road, try to bounce back after their first loss of the year against Alabama, and they will play Ole Miss, which, of course, had a miserable performance this past weekend against Memphis. I'm curious to hear who you might go with. This is a strange game.
It is a very strange game. And, Jacob, I think this is where one of these teams are going to be knocked out of the top tier in the conference. I mean, it's a critical game for both of these teams, I think. To come out with any kind of a decent year, they need this win. And but somehow I just kind of feel that Texas A&M is going to win the game.
Yeah, I tend to be on that side. Ole Miss is playing for their life because all they have left now, from a national standpoint, is getting to Atlanta. And they know if they're going to get to Atlanta, they can't lose because once they lose, they're out.
Well, I watched Hugh Freeze on his press conference the other day, a couple of days ago, and he didn't look like he had any confidence. He was looked like somebody just poured a bucket of water on his head.
Well, and you know, losing to Memphis, as close as those two schools are, isn't going to help anything for him. And then the big game Saturday night, very interesting matchup. Number 3, Utah, is on the road at USC. This is 6:30 on Fox. USC, of course, has a lot of athletes, but they don't have a head coach, or at least one for the long haul. And Utah's playing well, but they've had a couple of games now where a couple of big games. Perhaps there's a letdown mentality at some point. I wouldn't be surprised to see USC be competitive in this one very late in this game.
Well, this is the one I give a 4 to, my 1-5 rating. I give them the highest chance of upset here is USC defeating them. But, of course, I gave USC a chance to beat Notre Dame last week, and it looked like they were going to do it, and they faded it in.
They did fade, no question. Well, that looks like another big weekend of college football, and we'll chronicle it all here at BunSports.com. Of course, the SEC matchups as well as national matchups. As I mentioned, Florida plays Georgia in a couple weeks. Alabama plays LSU. This SEC season is about to get very interesting, and we'll keep it all right here at BunSports.com. For the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. We will see you next week.